It is Monday, August 12th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. We've got a great show coming up for you here on this Monday. Ron Hayes joining us now. He's back in studio after a long week on the road. Ron, how are you?
We're doing pretty good.
What's going on this week?
Well, you know, obviously the rain continues.
Yeah.
Very un-August-like weather, so that's a big deal. And we're continuing to do some things from the 2013 Summer Cattle Industry Conference. Also had some comments from Steve Meyer from Paragon Economics, who of course had the keynote spot at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium this last Saturday at Ardmore. The other thing, of course, and Jim will have Justin on in just a few minutes talking about this crop set of production numbers came out about an hour ago now.
All right, very good. That's coming up in just a moment. Then right after the break, we'll have a news update for you here as well. That's when Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. P&K Equipment brings you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the 5045D tractor that brings comfort and quality to a whole new level, all for just $13,999. And the all-new 5085E cab tractor is in a class of its own. Let the P&K team help you tackle your tough jobs. Visit us on the web at pnkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Trailers, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
It is 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Dave Lanning. Farmers and ranchers are putting heat on their members of Congress to get immigration reform finished when they return to Washington from their summer break. Oregon blueberry grower Doug Kramer explains why that's such a big deal for him and other farmers in this story from American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller.
Those people whose idea of immigration reform is to just shut down the border must not like fresh fruit grown in the United States. Farmers like Oregon blueberry grower Doug Kramer are making it clear to their members of Congress who are home on their summer break that such an action would put many U.S. fruit and vegetable farms out of business.
Eventually, things are going to go to the point where we will have the fruit if we import it, but it's not going to be from the States.
That's because growers like Kramer must have workers to harvest their crops and to prune them in the off-season. But U.S. workers don't want to take the temporary, migratory work that calls for carrying heavy loads and working out in the weather. Workers from other countries risk breaking the law to get those same jobs.
It's a big deal for us because right now they tell us 70% of our workforce do not have legal documents. And as an employer, I want workers that have legal documents.
The catch is that agricultural employers have to accept any documents at face value. It's the law. The Senate has passed legislation that would fix many of the problems with the federal guest worker program. It calls for the creation of a new agricultural worker program administered by the USDA, where workers would be able to enter the country under a 3-year visa term and work for designated agricultural employers. The House is still working on its version, which will likely be several different bills.
What I really need is a reliable legal source of labor. A legal workforce for agriculture is absolutely necessary, and the sooner we can get it, the better off we're all going to be, consumers, farmers, everybody right down the line.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Nearly 600 residents of eastern North Carolina filed farm nuisance disputes last month in Wake County, notifying Smithfield Foods and its subsidiary Murphy Brown that they plan to file lawsuits charging foul smell and pollution from farms, which has adversely affected their properties. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. When we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down your markets. Ron Hayes has ag weather, and I'll have an update on your futures. That when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures look this morning?
Well, here in the stock market, futures were unchanged to just a little bit lower to start this week. There were some weaker than expected growth numbers out of Japan, which stalled the early attempt at a rally here. Japan's GDP grew at an annualized rate of 2.6% from the April to June of the second quarter. Analysts expected about 3.6%. So it's a little bit lower than expected, and that's weighting things down just a touch here today. Interest rates here are slightly lower here. We have the 30-year bond up 3 at 134.17. The U.S. dollar today is a little bit stronger, up about 20 in September futures, and that's at 81.37. Oil has rallied back here in the past few minutes here. We're up about 30 cents in the September crude oil, and that's about $1.30 off the low and about 20 cents off the high. This morning it was weaker due to the Japanese number, and all those Asian countries over there kind of look like each other in terms of their economies here. And so that Japan number really led the market to believe that the energy use over there might not be that strong. Unleaded and heating oil both are just slightly higher here. The big move in the energy complex today is the natural gas. We're up about 12 cents. And that's significant because we've come about 20 cents off the lows from last Thursday. They warmed up the forecast for the Northeast and the Midwest, which means that they'll have a little bit more demand on that natural gas for cooling off those homes. Cattle futures today were about 70 to a dollar higher in the live cattle. Feeder cattle are just a little bit lower here. We're anywhere from unchanged to down about 40, November being the weakest month. The big news today coming out at 11 o'clock this morning was the grain report, the USDA grain report. Corn now is about 5 cents higher, and that's about 10 to 12 off the lows here. It showed that the USDA report showed the USDA production was lower than anticipated. It came in at 13.763 billion bushels. The average guess was 13.98, so that's quite a bit lower. They lowered the yield from 156.5 on the last report to 154.4 for the national corn yield. So that's pretty significant because most people were thinking that the thing was going to be bigger than last month. Soybeans here were up about 20 to 30 cents. Same thing, smaller crop forecasted.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks.
it's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
At 15 past the hour, I'm Dave Lanning, and Midday Oklahoma continues. Going to get a check now on those futures markets here today. We're going to start with the livestock. October live cattle up 72 at 127.60. December up 77 at 129.57. September cattle unchanged, 157.47. October down 22 at 159.77. October hogs up 115 at 86.12. December's up 80, 82.85. We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September's up 1 3/4 at 6.99. December's down a quarter at 7.03 1/4. September corn's up 5 1/4 at 4.70 3/4. December's up 6 at 4.59 1/4. September soybeans up 23 at 12.41 1/2. November's up 30 1/4 at 12.12 1/2. On the cotton futures, October cotton up 56, 89.61. December's up 55, 89.48. September crude oil is up 22 at 106.19. October's up 29, 105.45. That's the latest check on your futures markets. Ron Hayes steps in with Ag Weather next.
Howdy, neighbors. Midday Oklahoma continues. Ron Hayes with you today, Monday. And boy, I tell you what, this agricultural weather that we are reporting for you right now, just something just short of phenomenal. Really, it is phenomenal compared to the last couple of summers when we've had such hot, dry conditions through the middle part of the year. 2 years ago, of course, we were in exceptional drought. We had over 90% of the state's pasture and rangelands poor to very poor. Last year at this time, about 70 to 80% of our state's pasture range conditions poor to very poor. This year, we're down to about 12 to 14% in the poor to very poor category. As we speak, we've had some rain showers in the north central part of the state, drifting really now east of Interstate 35 pretty well totally, up into southeastern Kansas, northeastern Oklahoma, getting over into Green Country, getting some showers there. It does look like there's a good chance of a lot more rain redeveloping, though, over the next couple of days. Going to talk about that. We'll talk about rainfall amounts to this point over the last 3 or 4 days as well, and look at that agricultural forecast right after this.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Let's talk about our agricultural rainfall totals. The rainfall totals over the last 3 days really stretching back to middle of the day Friday and through really the entire weekend, and then starting on this Monday morning. It does look like for the north central part of the state, we've got Medford checking in at about 6/10, a little over an inch at Newkirk, an inch and a tenth or so, 4,100s at Blackwell. Everything else in the north central part of the state in basically hundreds or maybe a couple of tenths at the most at this particular time. Medford, as we mentioned, about a half an inch of precipitation. Most rainfall since last Friday in the state falling at the Mangum Mesonet site down in the southwestern part of our state, which is an inch and 8,800. So they got a really nice rain there, a little over an inch in the Hobart area, right at an inch in Hobart. Retrop, just over an inch. We've got some rain in that Lake Altus area that maybe we'll get a little bit of refill there. Those guys are really looking desperate at this particular time. Now, as far as our forecast is concerned for the next few days, it does look very un-August-like. We'll talk about that right after this. Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email. Right now, temperatures in the upper 70s, low 80s across our region, and we will probably not quite hit the low 90s, which was our expected daytime highs for today. If we get a little bit of sunshine breaking out, we could move on up there, but cloud cover is holding us back in many locations. Right now, we're looking at about a 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms the rest of this afternoon anyway. Overnight tonight, upper 60s, low 70s, 50-50 chance of showers, thunderstorms, up to 50% for tomorrow. Mid-80s daytime highs anticipated. By Tuesday night, Wednesday morning early, 60% chance of rain in the evening, overnight hours, thunderstorms likely, upper 60s, low 70s, overnight lows, up into the low to mid 80s, daytime highs on Wednesday, still a slight chance of precipitation, and then back up into the mid 80s again, Thursday, Friday, as it stands right now. That is our weather. Have a great day. Midday Oklahoma continues in a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Friday, we have the Southern Plains Beef Symposium. We have some town hall meetings with Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, and we have the Cattle Trail Stalker Wheat Conference. We'll look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044. Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. They can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Cattle producers seeking ways to better manage their operations in ever more challenging business conditions can register to attend the August 10th Southern Plains Beef Symposium in Ardmore. Celebrating its 23rd year, the symposium will take place in the Ardmore Convention Center. Steve Meyer will lead a session about the U.S. cattle inventory and structural changes in the beef industry. James Henderson with the Bradley 3 Ranch in Memphis, Texas, will provide insights about drought recovery strategies, especially as they pertain to the use of native range. And Larry Redmond will also provide insights about drought recovery strategies, focusing mostly on the use of introduced pastures. He is the state forage specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. Registration and more information is available at www.southernplainsbeefsymposium.org, or you can contact the Carter County Extension Office at 580-223-6570. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen will hold a series of town hall meetings August 12th through the 16th. The meetings will be a series that will be held in all 26 counties of the 2nd District throughout the month of August. The first meeting on August the 12th will be in Antlers from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Antlers Public Library. The second meeting on August the 12th will be in Idabel at the Seminar Room of the Kiamichi Technology Center from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. And a third meeting will be on August the 12th in Hugo at the Choctaw County Public Library from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Meetings on August 13th will be held in Durant from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Donald W. Reynolds Community Center and Library. In Kingston, Oklahoma, there will be a meeting from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Kingston Public Schools Multipurpose Facility. And in Chishomingo, from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., there will be a meeting at the Administration Building in the Murray State College Seminar Room. Cattle producers looking to pick up the latest information about maximizing livestock and wheat resources under variable and sometimes volatile weather and market conditions can register now to attend the August 13th Cattle Trail Stalker Wheat Conference in Lawton. The annual conference is a joint effort between the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service with the intent of helping producers drive their operations toward profit. The August 13th conference, which alternates between Oklahoma and Texas each year, will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Comanche County Fairgrounds, Great Plains Coliseum, that's located at 920 South Sheridan in Lawton. Registration is $25 per participant and covers the cost of a noon meal, break, refreshments, and conference materials. Registration materials are available at all Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Services and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension County offices listed under county government in most local directories.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That'll do it for our Ag Calendar on this Friday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that calendar update. We're coming up on half past the hour. We've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Ardmore, Oklahoma, the site of the 2013 Southern Plains Beef Symposium. It was this past weekend. Farm Director Ron Hayes was there, and he files his report.
Well, Dave, over the weekend, we were at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium in Ardmore, helping MC that event once again, as we have for the last several years. Lead-off speaker, and a good crowd there, even for that first speaker, Steve Meyer, Paragon Economics. Steve having a lot to say about several issues, including this mess that we've got right now with Zilmax, Tyson Foods, and basically this beta agonist product likely going to have to be looked at closely by Merck and by Tyson in trying to figure out how you use it better to make sure there are no animal welfare problems. Steve Meyer says he applauds Tyson for stepping up and taking the what he calls a bold step to make sure animal welfare is protected in this case.
The first one is, you know, if it's an animal welfare decision, then that needs to stand pretty much on its own. And I'm going to defer to the folks at Tyson. They know more about what they're doing on the cattle that they're getting and the other players in the industry. But it's something that we should be bold about making decisions for animal welfare, and if that's the case, then we ought to get it done.
Steve Meyer, who is an OSU Ag Econ grad, by the way, indicates that supplies will be a little tighter on beef for the time being, but he says that perhaps the mercantile exchange may be overestimated, overreacted a bit to the actual word from Tyson regarding Zilmax this last week. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, it may not be a big surprise, but research indicates that more women are operating farms in the United States these days. This story from Rod Bain.
The number of women farm operators in the U.S. has grown substantially, according to a recent USDA study.
Operating farms really increased from 128,000 in 1978 and up to 306,000 in 2007.
Tripled during the time period of the study, according to economist Bob Hoppe.
The share of all farms went from 5 to 14%.
Some findings from the study include...
Generally, the farms operated by women are fairly small. About 80% of them had sales less than $10,000, which is up from the 60% in 1982. Most of the growth in women-operated farms occurred in this class in the less than $10,000 range. But there were women's farms that were small. About 5% had sales of $100,000 or more, or even in 2007, nearly 2,000 had sales of $1 million or more.
And Hoppe adds that the study shows women farm operators are heavily specialized in raising grazing livestock. And almost three-quarters of all sales for women farm operators come in specialized areas like poultry, specialty crops, and dairy. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, Ron Hayes has his ag perspectives. We come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Our Mid-Oklahoma Ag Conversation is with Phil Sang today, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, as we talk about the turnaround with Japan, where once they were our top customer for U.S. beef, now they are again. We're back on that in just a moment.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, or even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
We're talking today with Phil Sang from U.S. Meat Export Federation. Phil, one of the great stories you've got, obviously, for 2013 is the turnaround of a market that is near and dear to your heart, as you, of course, at one point, country director in Japan. The Japanese were our top customer back in 2003, and 2013 they are our top customer again.
Yeah, I think we're really pleased with the performance we've had as far as the U.S. industry in Japan this year. I think we're even the packers and the exporters are very surprised at how well it's gone. You know, our numbers are up dramatically in Japan, and I just, you know, in basically all sectors, there was a low inventory level there at one point in time in anticipation of the market opening, and now that it's opened, it's just been really really positive as far as going to 30 months.
When you start breaking down the numbers, what really impresses you about what we've been able to do thus far this year in Japan?
Well, I think it's a cross section. Of course, there's the traditional items that we would send to Japan, the short plate and some of those types of things. But the actual demand there, and I would have to attribute this possibly to the Prime Minister with his stimulus package. He's passed a stimulus package that probably is comparable to the package that was passed in the United States when we had our financial crisis. And, of course, pumping a lot of money into that economy has made a huge difference. And so it's given the Japanese, in my opinion, a lot of confidence. They have a lot of confidence in the future going forward. And obviously when you feel that you're going to be better off tomorrow than you are today, it makes a big difference as far as your purchasing patterns. The other thing, Japan is really now, I could say, probably recovered from the impact of that whole earthquake scenario of 2 years ago. And, you know, Japan actually went pretty dark. And even though you weren't in an afflicted area, people had a kind of a sympathetic thing where they wouldn't just go out. They felt they should kind of endure and suffer a little bit. So people became very frugal after the earthquake, and I think that's shaken off as well. So there's a couple of factors in there that are, I think, quite encouraging. But definitely the improved economy has had a major impact for us, and the fact that they really have recovered from the earthquake situation.
A market that Phil Sang knows very, very well, the Japanese market, and a very remarkable turnaround after going basically to zero after the BSE Mad Cow event back in 2003. Here in 2013, back on top of the world as far as U.S. cattle producers are concerned, the Japanese market, our number one export destination.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Our full conversation with Phil Tsang up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Go and check it out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlant has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlant seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. It is our midday agricultural market time. Here we are on this, 12th of August, and crop numbers, not exactly as the traders were anticipating. Very friendly for soybeans. Soybeans, as a result, 24 to 30 cents up. New crop soybeans are up 32 cents right now in the November delivery. Corn futures are up 5 to 6 cents a bushel, old crop and new crop. It seems that the corn crop is still a record, but down a little bit from a year earlier, a forecast of 13.95 billion bushels down to 13.76 billion bushels. The expectations were pre-report guesses 14 billion bushels. Soybean futures basically saw the USDA forecast U.S. soybean output this year at 3.25 billion bushels, below the average expectation of 3.336 billion bushels. As far as all the prices are concerned, we're going to start with the livestock trade. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Underwater hockey. You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
In feedlot country, cash cattle numbers very, very light. Only about 1,840 head reported on the cash trade, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association in their weekly numbers. But it was $2 higher. $1.21 reported in the Southern Plains feedlots, according to TCFA. Wholesale box beef trade, choice beef up $1.04, $1.90.03. Select beef, $1.82.63, up 63 cents. $7.40, the choice select spread, 99 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 3,500 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards with calves, steer calves, and yearlings opening steady to $3 higher. Heifers selling mostly steady. the medium and large frame ones, 3 to 4 weight calves, $87 to $205, 4 to 5 weights, $81 to $92. 5 to 600 pounders, $62.50 to $174. Some 6 to 7 weights, $149 to $68, and some 7 to 8 weight medium and large frame ones from $1.40 to $1.43. 5,200 head, the estimate at the Oklahoma National Stockyards for their Monday run. Feeder steers and heifers $1 to $2 higher. Steer and heifer calves not well tested in early rounds, but a higher undertone noted. Quality called plain to average. Medium and large frame number one steer calves, 5 to 600 pounders, $77 to $79.50. Had some fancies up to $186.50. Yearling, 650 to 750 pounders, $1.53 to $1.63. Some 8 1/4 to 875 pounders at $1.47 to $1.52 1/4. 2,590 head at the Woodward Livestock Auction this last Friday. Looks like we had the limited receipts due to 3 to 5 inches of rain for the week. Feeder steers $1 to $2 higher. Heifers $2 to $3 higher. Calf trade steady in a limited test. Some 6 to 7 weights, $1.57 to $1.65.50. 7 to 8 weights, $1.53 to $1.63 at Woodward. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the August live cattle futures are up a dollar today at 123.50, October up 67 at 127.55. We've got August feeder cattle off 25 cents at 153.60, the September at 157.45, down by 2 pennies right now. October lean hogs are up $1.10 today at 86.07. Our grain are oilseeder cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know, call Oki. Protect your neighbors and our crew. Safety first is up to you. Before you dig that hole, call Oki. You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oki.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high-yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Kansas City Board of Trade, we're down 0.25 cent now at $6.97 on the September delivery. December, $7.01 3/4, down 1 3/4. Likewise, Chicago wheat's down 1 1/4 on September, $6.32 1/4. Soybeans are higher. Our other corn futures are higher. Nickel up on the corn for September, $4.70 3/4. New crop December corn up 6 1/4 cents. 459.5, a record crop, but just not quite as big as what traders were expecting. Soybeans up by 23 1/4 cents on the September, 1241 3/4. We've got November soybeans at 1213 3/4, up 31 1/4 cents right now. We've got December cotton up 47 points, 89.40 cents a pound. Crude oil up 7 cents a barrel, 106.04. Natural gas up 12 cents at 335. Those are the markets.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy groups. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Our Beef Buzz guest, Dave, is Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking mandatory cool after this.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
Lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital is Colin Woodall, and he indicates that the country of origin labeling battle continues on several fronts right now, from both the WTO front, the litigation front, as well as the opportunity maybe to deal with cool in the 2013 Farm Bill negotiations in conference. Starting first of all with the WTO, we asked Woodall to explain exactly where we are in the World Trade Organization's efforts to try to line up our cool rule with fair trade play with Canada and Mexico.
Once cool went into place right after the 2008 Farm Bill, Canada and Mexico filed their suit claiming that cool violated our trade agreements. The WTO came back and ruled in favor of Canada and Mexico. The United States appealed. The WTO looked at that. They ruled again in favor of Canada and Mexico. So this May 23rd rule we just talked about is the United States' attempt to try to comply. Now it's up to Canada and Mexico to go to the WTO and say that they don't think this complies, and they both indicated that's the case. Then there's a separate process where all the countries and the WTO will look at the merits of this final cool rule. See if it does indeed comply. If the WTO rules that it does not, then they will start working with Canada and Mexico to establish levels at which they can retaliate against the United States on, and then they will approve a list, and we probably expect that to take at least a year from where we are right now.
So going back to late May when that rule was put into place, Colin Woodall says that made the bad situation even worse for the domestic beef cattle industry.
Right now, the final rule that USDA put in place back in May of this year, which was an attempt to try to satisfy the World Trade Organization, is currently the law of the land. And what it does is it requires a 3-tiered label that says where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. We do not like that because the WTO has not finished all their work on their case. We know what this new label is going to cost more investment from the industry in order to comply. We do expect the WTO to throw this particular rule out, so we're lining ourselves up to have all this investment on a rule that will eventually be pitched out. That's just a waste of money. So that's why we were working twofold. One is through the Farm Bill to try to get a fix in that process, and we also are seeking a preliminary injunction through the legal system in order to try to stop further implementation of the May cool rule.
A hearing on that preliminary injunction has been set for the latter part of August. May hear something on that as early as mid-September. Meanwhile, the Farm Bill approach to dealing with cool is very intriguing, and we'll talk about that next go-round with Colin. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers, that is R-E-D-E-D-U-M-P. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Midday Oklahoma wrapping up. We've got some final comments for you in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
All righty, Dave, we are up on our soapbox, wrapping things up for this Midday Oklahoma Monday edition. Last week while we were in Denver, we had a chance to talk with the folks that are involved with the beef industry's sustainability assessment that was officially released this last week in Denver. It was being teased back in the February, the winter meeting of the cattle industry in Tampa, Florida, but they didn't have it certified at that point, the third-party certification. They now have that. Every piece of data has been checked, according to Kim Stackhouse Lawson, and bottom line, the cattle industry more sustainable than ever before. For the six-year period between 2005-2011, the beef industry has done the following things. They've reduced environmental impacts by 7%, improved overall sustainability by 5%, reduced emissions to soil by 7%, reduced greenhouse gas emissions by 2%, lowered acidification potential emissions by 3%, reduced emissions to water by 10%, lessened occupational accidents and illnesses by 32%, reduced resource consumption by 2%, decreased water use by 3%, decreased land use by 4%, and lowered energy use by 2%. We're producing more beef with fewer resources. Bottom line, according to this National Beef Industry Sustainability Assessment. Good news, most certainly, as far as the story to be told to the folks that are not real friendly to modern beef cattle production. They can be shown with some hard numbers that indeed the beef industry doing a good job when it comes to conserving resources of this world. Well, that is our time today here on Midday Oklahoma. Thank you so much for joining us today. You got a suggestion on how the program goes and how you maybe like to see some things tweaked a bit? Why don't you drop us a note, Ron at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly appreciate that. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow for our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma, right here at 12:05 on the Radio Oklahoma Network.